Welcome back to the Shake and Bake podcast. I'm here at the Hammer. Make sure you guys like, comment, and subscribe to the video as we're posting videos every week. Hammer, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good for a Thursday, getting ready for the Buffalo Miami game. And I was thinking about that today. Buffalo's, I think they're favored by 12.
Yeah, 11 and a half, 12 and a half, I saw on some sports books.
I'm taking Buffalo after last week, taking Cleveland, getting what, 12 points or 13 points in Baltimore, and Baltimore just smashed them.
Yeah, I think Buffalo's a safe bet here. It's in Buffalo too, and Miami hasn't, they've lost 7 out of 8 games in Buffalo, so I'm gonna stick with the Bills here.
Yeah, I think the Bills are a good pick. A little
All right, let's move towards the Jets. I know you've been waiting all week to talk about this.
bit of a rant here, being a 50 year Jet fan. I mean, after watching the game, and then what bothered me most, I'll have to chime in on this. Aaron Glenn after the game and his presser says the Jets weren't, didn't show up, weren't ready to play, and I'm like, and he goes, "It's on me." I'm like, "Is this a second home game? Your second game, you've been a head coach." That's a pretty disappointing thing to hear. Being a Jet fan, you didn't have them ready to play. I mean, again, second home game, you played a pretty good offensive game the first week against Pittsburgh. Your defense is the issue. He's defensive coordinator, and he kind of said early on in preseason, "Oh, we're going to play physical, fast, and you're not going to want to play us. We're going to make sure you remember us and what a tough game it was." And meanwhile, the defense has given up over 60 points in 2 weeks, and it's pretty hard to watch. I hate the slogan, same old Jets, but it's looking to me like that. And we're going back to Izik and the coach for when Izik was what do you call it, was Gase. I mean, then they failed. I think Izik in one draft had 12 or 13 picks. They analyzed, he kept them all. He made no trades, and then they analyzed his draft a couple years later. I think one guy out of all those picks was still on the team. So that tells you how bad Idzik was, and Gase is a disaster. And then they reboot 4 or 5 years later, and they bring in Douglas, Saleh, and Saleh was the hot defensive coordinator for the Niners. Douglas came, I believe, from Baltimore to Philly, and Woody Johnson begged him to come to the Jets. And I don't know if I think first Douglas didn't want to come, but then he persuaded them, I'm sure, with money. But besides the one draft that Douglas had, where he got Sauce. Who else he got? You got Jermaine Johnson
Garrett Wilson,
and he
Breece
got
Hall.
and Breece Hall. But other than that, the 4 years with him, he did nothing in the draft. It's just I hate to say it goes to the head of the snake, in my opinion, Woody Johnson. What are you going to do every 4 or 5 years? Just reboot and hire the hot assistant coach? Well, where has that gotten us? We haven't been in the playoffs now in 15 years. So I don't know what Woody Johnson's doing. Why don't you hire an established coach? Pete Carroll was out there. I'm sure he wouldn't have came back to the Jets. Rex Ryan, I think, would have been a better choice than Glenn. It's so. I mean, you could always call Coward and see if he would come out of retirement. He'd be a great person to choose. So I'm, as a Jet fan, as you'd hear, it's disappointing. It's just it's a disaster. 0-2. They're going to Tampa. And that's going to be a tough game for them to win.
Yep, a little bit of a rant there. I just feel like starting with me here with the Jets, it starts from the pass regime with the guys. Obviously, you can't cut every single guy. Like the one guy I can't stand on the Jets, there's two, Tony Adams and Michael Clemens. The penalty was 3rd and 16 or 3rd and 19. Michael Clemens, Josh Allen throws the ball, hits Josh Allen late, tackles him on the ground. 15-yard penalty, automatic first down. It shifted the whole momentum of the game. But it starts from the pass regime. You have all these guys, you're not going to be able to cut them all because you're going to have no one on your roster. You're going to have rookies and people that aren't good. Like hopefully the coaching can turn around, but you're 0-2. If you don't, this is a must-win game in my opinion to turn the season around. So if they don't do anything here, it's
Could be going back to like what I said with Idzik, right, and Douglas. Just Glenn and how do you pronounce it, whatever his name is,
Muji.
Muji. Just a lack of talent they brought in over the last, say, decade, and their lack of talent. And we got to give Glenn. I mean, I'm rooting for Glenn. He's a Parcells disciple, and Parcells recommended him highly, which I respect. The last time the Jets meant anything, Rex Ryan was the head coach, and before that, Parcells was the coach. I'm rooting for him. You got to give him a couple years, but I shake my head after his comments after the game. I mean, how the hell could you not have him ready to play in week two against your home, your arch rival, the Bills? I mean, the Bills are one of the best teams in the league, and all those guys should be ready to go. And to your point with Clemens, I don't even know what this clown's doing on the team. The only time you see him on the game is either he's hitting someone late out of bounds or he's roughing the passer. I mean, I think I've seen him maybe get a sack, one sack in maybe 3 years.
I was looking at a stat. So obviously I know Will McDonald is the better edge rusher, but for a lot of the plays, they don't use him as like they think that he's not a run stopper. So I mean he put on 15 pounds this season and he bulked up a little bit. And they had Will McDonald's looking at the stats, like 40% of plays, and Michael Clemens was in like 68. What's going on here?
Yeah, that's puzzling because I do like Will McDonald. I thought he was a good pick. I mean, he put on weight. He's fast. He's dangerous. He can get at the quarterback. I just don't see their admiration with Clemens. I don't know what's going on with that guy. I mean, he's nasty. He's big. He's strong. But I just, I just he doesn't impress me. I mean, like I said, he always takes a stupid penalty, it seems like. And getting to Tony Adams, their secondary besides Sauce, it's just so bad. I mean, like you had said on a previous podcast, why don't you put in the rookies?
They did. They put him in because Tony Adams had a groin injury. But I can't stand Tony Adams. Hopefully he's out this week and Malachi Moore starts. But Jermaine Johnson's also dealing with an injury, so Clemens has to start now.
Yeah, there it goes back to the question of lack of depth or talent.
Yeah, the one signing that I said in the previous podcast was Stevens. I don't know why you signed this guy to a 3-year deal for $28 million or however much it was. That is the one signing that disturbs me.
His middle name's Toast.
He's so bad. He is
Yeah.
so bad. I mean, you can find a rookie or a guy off the waivers who's better than him, in my opinion.
Yeah, they have a lot of holes to fill, it looks like. But the sad thing is you're 0-2. Let's see what happens this week. Anything can happen in the NFL. But I don't like their chances. Coming down to South Florida, you're playing against a really good team. One of our ex-coaches, right?
Yeah, Todd Bowles, but I have to say, I was looking at the injury report for the Bucks. Their right tackle is not going to play. Their like best other tackle, Tristan Wirfs, is not playing,
Right.
and their right guard isn't playing either. He's hurt, and they lost their best edge rusher, Kalijah Kancey, to a torn pec season injury. So they
What's
have the
the
injury bug as
what's the
well.
point spread on that game?
I'm not sure, but Ibuka's also hurt too with the groin, so he may not go.
Hey, a lot of guys in the NFL get hurt, and I tell you, it's crazy. It's all the
Yo,
injuries.
this, I mean, if Tyrod Taylor actually comes out, which I want him to sling the ball, I feel like the Jets have a good chance to win, but it all comes down to can the defense stop the Bucs?
Yeah, the Bucs are a tough team. I mean, the last couple of weeks, they've kind of come back at the end of the game. I mean, look at Baker. Baker's doing well. I mean, he's got that mentality. He's a winner, right? It's going to be a tough place for the Jets to win, and hopefully they'll surprise us and they'll win. But if they don't win, 0-3, and then the season starts to slowly start slipping away.
Yeah, let's move forward towards the one of the best games of the week, the Giants and Cowboys. I want to get your thoughts on that game.
It's a shootout. You saw some good fantasy guys in that game. I'll tell you what. I mean, Neighbors had an amazing game. Russell Wilson played very well. My boy Scadaboo ran the ball well. And Dallas basically had to throw all day. Actually, what's his name? Did pretty well. Williams? He's kind of a
Yamaka.
surprise player. I didn't have him on my radar this year at all. He's doing pretty well, though. And Lamb played very well. The guy who stepped up, I thought, was Pickens.
Pickens had a game, and Lamb Chops obviously had a game, and Dak was just throwing the ball over the place, but he was getting sacked a lot from that defensive line. The Giants' secondary is not good at all. They were
No,
getting
but
toasted.
they're different. The Giants' front four is ferocious. They were hitting Zach, like you said, Dak all day. And the sad part was the Giants. I mean, it was, what do you call it? How many flags they threw against the Giants? I think they threw like 15 or 16 flags
Yeah,
on the Giants alone.
there was one play where they had four penalties and then CeeDee Lamb did like a taunting call and it got called
I've
back.
never seen that in all the years I've watched football. They had three penalties against the
It
Giants
was four. It
and.
was four.
And CeeDee Lamb in the corner of the end zone taunting the guy who just committed a pass interference on him, and they threw a flag on CD and it offset all the penalties, four against one, and then they replayed it down.
I think Dable has to go though. The Giants team is way worse in like a state than the Jets. Their coach is on thin ice, and the team is just they're just not it, in my opinion.
There's a lot. I think there's a bunch of coaches. How about down here in Miami?
He's done today in Buffalo by like 20 points, and then depends on how the Jet game. If you lose the Jet game and they go 0-4, I think he's fired.
Yeah, there's whispers already saying that the here down in Florida that if Michael doesn't win another game, next couple games, they're going to make changes. They're not going to wait to the end of the season. That's the rumblings down here in South Florida.
And I think they're going to move on from Tyreek Hill. I think he's going to go to the Chiefs.
Well, you know what they'll do if they're out of the playoff picture or the season's going south, they'll trade him. Look, they're going to want to get draft capital for him.
Yeah, but what do you do with Tua?
Send him back to Alabama.
No one wants that guy. He's terrible.
He's worse than JJ McCarthy. Talk about pieces of glass.
Yeah.
Damn. I
And
mean,
Jaden
what?
Daniels has a knee. You have Justin Fields hurt. There's Burrow's done, so Brown is going to come in. And then you have like 10 quarterbacks are like hurt or injured.
That's why I took my third quarterback, which is kind of crazy in our league, because the way quarterbacks are falling like flies, I took Russell Wilson.
I think Kirk Cousins might get traded from the Falcons to a team that, like, say their backup is not as good as like he is, then they'll trade for Kirk Cousins or another
No, I
veteran
agree.
backup.
I totally agree with you. That's a good point. Cousins would be, with Penix in the driver's seat there, I can see Cousins, a team reaching out to Cousins. I just don't know what the stories on his contract is.
I think they'll probably like pay like a some of it. They'll split like the money, but he signed like a 4-year, $160 million, something like crazy
Yeah,
amount.
he signed. Yeah, that's the thing. He signed some
Signed to be the
huge
starter, and
contract.
then they drafted Penix in the draft, and it was a big surprise.
Yeah, there were a lot of surprise people on that pick, but it's turning out to be pretty good. But the fools are the guys who paid him that money.
Yeah, let's go to the game tonight. It's Buffalo Dolphins. I think Josh Allen's gonna have MVP performance, and then James Cook is a big sleeper. A lot of people didn't expect him to be as good as he is now, and he's like the number one fantasy guy.
Ah, he's good. I always respected James Cook. I wish I had taken over AJ Brown I took, but I do like Cook. And Coleman's coming to emerging a little bit in that wide receiver group.
It's going to be interesting to see how the Dolphins hold up. And they got smoked by Danny Dimes, and then they've been getting rolled their past couple games.
One thing I was surprised by, they put Juno Smith in that trade with Ramsey.
Yeah, Juno Smith last year, he had their leading receptions. He was their best player of their team.
Oh, he was great on my fantasy. He was getting like 7 or 8 balls a game, once in a while a TD. I thought he was excellent. That was a good pickup for the Steelers.
Yeah, and they gave him up for nothing. Like, they got Minkah Fitzpatrick, their safety, and then they just gave up like a bag of chips for him. It was a great trade for the Steelers.
Yep, San Steelers are a good organization. They fleeced them.
Yeah, they know how to micromanage. But Aaron Rodgers, let's go to that, the Steelers. Rodgers looked bad. And do you see that kickoff where the guy, the new kickoff rule where if it bounces in the landing zone
Okay,
and
the
then it
rookie,
bounced over the guy's head, yes. And then he didn't even realize it touched the landing zone and they called a touchdown because Seattle jumped on it.
Well, that's the special teams coach's problem. He's got to let these guys know. They practice it every day in practice. So that's a pretty boneheaded play. You touch it and goes into the end zone. It's free ball.
Yeah, their special teams coach has been around for a while. He's like that old small guy who just like chews like a wad of gum and he starts like walking around just like yelling at people.
I was just going to say yelling at everybody. I was happy
Go ahead.
getting back to the Pittsburgh game. Another thing, going back to our Jets, I mean, they scored, what, how many points did the Jets score on the Steelers? Over 30,
32.
right? 32. The Steelers aren't that good of a team right now. Unfortunately, either does the Jets. So the fact that they played well on offense is a nice thing, but look what Seattle did to them. Seattle, like, shut them down.
Yeah, they put up 31 points against them. Steelers have the highest paid defensive team, took $180 million on that side of the ball.
It's crazy. Jet fan, I'm not a big fan of Rodgers, so if he loses, I'm very happy.
I've kind of like there's a part of my heart where I want him to do well, but I really don't because like what he said after the game of the Jets, where like he's happy that he beat everyone in that organization.
He's a me guy. It's all about him. And
Yeah.
after even last year, after a couple of games, he's throwing the receivers under the bus. Oh, he ran the wrong route. He
What with
did
the
this
Mike
wrong.
Williams one?
Yeah, he
There
like
was some
totally.
guy ripped him for that.
Yeah, he's just he doesn't care. He laughed all the way to the bank. What did he collect? Close to what, 80 million on the Jets? He played what?
Yep.
How many games did he play total?
Like a season and two games.
A season in one play? A season in three plays when he tore his Achilles?
It's bad. It's bad. Woody Johnson has a sub team.
Well, he's an old friend of mine said probably about 10 years ago we were talking and about the Jets, and he said as long as Woody Johnson owns this franchise, you have no chance. And let me tell you something. 10 years later, he's right spot on. I don't know what's going on with Woody. Like I said earlier, he just seems to reboot every 4 or 5 years and make the same stupid mistake over and over again. And it's getting old. If you can't hire or you don't want to pay a proven coach, then sell the team.
Yeah, but I was watching in the game when they were playing the defense. Let's go to the, I'm talking about the defense now. The coordinator, he runs a lot of man and blitzes, but like he rushes four sometimes and runs man with like two guys on one guy, and a lot of the times they're just getting burnt. Like Michael Carter fell over one time, Stevens is falling over, Cisco the safety's getting burnt, and
Honestly, Matt, when you talk about the defense, like the talent guys, like we like Will McDonald. I think we both agree on that. I love both Williams brothers. I think Quincy's a very good linebacker, and Quinnen's just a beast in the middle. I mean, he's always getting double or triple teamed. And
yeah.
then you have Sauce. And beside those four guys,
There's
who else
no
do you have?
Jermaine Johnson, but
Yeah, I'm
he's coming
sorry.
off
Jermaine Johnson's coming off
Achilles.
an injury. Yeah, he's coming off an injury. I do like Jermaine
I
Johnson.
wouldn't put him in that category because it's an injury. You have to see how he is.
But they don't have a lot of talent on defense.
Yeah, and they invested a lot. Like you go to the drafts that they went through. Last 2 years has been tackles, and then they took a tight end in the second round. It's they like deterred from the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, well, that was tiring too. Every year, preseason, all these guys talk about how great their defense is to be. Oh, it would be top notch. And I don't even listen to it anymore because every year they say the same old rhetoric that our defense would be one of the top units in the NFL. And they all stink. Even like Saleh had them playing well for a while, for a couple of years there. They were a pretty good defense. But when it came down to crunch time, they always found a way to lose.
Them trading John Franklin Myers, who was a key piece to that team last year, really blew up the whole team.
And also the linebacker who went to Philly.
The edge rusher,
Who was it? Huff.
Bryce Huff, yep.
Bryce Huff. I mean, even who made a comment? Someone, I
And
think
they
when
didn't
Co
sign him, they got Hassan Reddick. And then Hassan Reddick was a total bust.
Belichick made a comment. He couldn't believe they gave away Myers because we used to run away from Myers and Huff,
Yep.
when we played him. So just another boneheaded Jet, management move. But did you see a glimpse of Jefferson congratulating Bijan, my star running back, and he called Bijan. They were hugging, complimenting each other, and he goes, "You're a demon." He called Bijan a demon. He goes,
He is so good. He's just, they give him the pull like every play because he's like the whole team. And then he's like running through guys and doesn't go down. He's like bouncing off guys like a bowling ball.
I didn't realize how fast he is. He like explodes off the ball when you hand it to him. He's just like, he's gone.
Yeah, he's from Texas, like high. I think he got drafted like number six overall
No,
or four.
he's the real deal. Well, I took a stab at Jordan Mason to grab him, in the middle rounds, which I did. And hopefully, I mean, we'll see. He's starting this week and probably for the next 4 weeks, but let's see how he does.
Yeah, I just want to mix in a little baseball here. I know we haven't touched the subject, so let's get into it. What are your thoughts on the Mets? Are they going to make the playoffs?
Listen, I don't watch a lot of baseball. I am a Met fan. I grew up in the Queens with the Jets and the Mets at Shea. But I hope the Mets make the playoffs. But I tell you what, their record over the last, I don't know, 80 games is just atrocious. What happened to
Yeah,
them?
their streaks where they win like four games, then they go on 12, 8-game losing streaks, 13-game losing streaks, and it's like what you have the best record and the best roster in baseball on paper,
And you can't
and
blame Soto. Soto's having a good year.
he's having like one of his best career years, and you have the best rosters, and you can't win games. It drives me insane watching these games all the time. Like,
Well, they did have a lot of injuries to their pitching staff, didn't they, this year?
yeah, so injuries in the beginning, like mid-season they had, and then they brought up the two rookie guys.
But like you said, they went on some really bad losing streaks.
It was bad, like really
I
bad.
mean, almost like back to back recently, right? And they lost like
They had
10
the
games
best
in a row.
record. Well, they're up on the Phillies by like 10, 12 games. And now the Phillies are up on us by 10, 12 games.
Yeah, the Phillies are legit. I mean, they got a good team. It seems to me like the Phillies, the Dodgers,
And the Brewers.
the Brewers,
They came out of nowhere too, the Brewers.
the Brew Crew, and the Padres are good too. But let's talk about a real sport that's coming up. That's the National Hockey League,
Yep, our
where
team
my
is the Islanders.
Islanders are my number one team. I do respect and like the Panthers, but the Islanders are my number one team. I've been following them since 1975, and I'm pretty excited about the season. I hope that the first round pick Schaefer makes the team. There's rumblings that he may make the team. It'd be interesting to see. I just hope they didn't put too much
How old
pressure
is
on
that
him.
guy?
He's 18 years old, but hockey starts. I believe the preseason starts in about a week. Isles open up October 9th in Pittsburgh, and I think the Panthers. Talking to a season ticket holder down here who's a fanatical, what do you call it, Panther fan. I think they're October 7th.
Yeah, isn't the Chuck out though till December? I saw a thing.
What's that?
The Chuck, he's out till
Yeah,
December.
Tkachuk had a hernia surgery and some other surgery. He's out for the next 2 months.
I just have a question though. How do you think they're going to be this year? I haven't paid too much attention to the Islanders and like the offseason and like their moves. I saw their draft picks. They had two good draft picks that they got from Dobson, but other than that, I haven't paid much attention.
Yeah, those two guys I don't think are going to make it. The one kid was from Sweden, who's supposed to be pretty good, but he's young. So I don't think I think he's a few years away. And Atchison is a big, hard-hitting defenseman. I don't think he's going to make the team either. I think he's another year or two away. But the Islanders, you know what? They brought in Drouin from Colorado. They got the kid, I forgot the kid from the trade for Dobson. They got a hard-nosed fourth liner from the Canadiens, who a lot of the Canadiens liked. And they've got to stay healthy. They lost Barzal last year for pretty much half the season, and he's their main guy on the team. I think the Isles will compete for a playoff spot as long as they stay healthy.
The one guy on the Islanders that like deters me is Lee. I'm not a big Lee fan. Like his first couple of seasons when he was on the team, he's pretty good, and then he tore his ACL, and then he has like a couple of bad years. I'm not a big Lee guy.
He's a streaky guy, but he's a good captain, I think. I mean, he's the kind of guy who's going to go in the corner for you. He's going to stand in front of the net, take a beating, and he's a big boy. He's a
Yeah, you
tough
need one of
kid.
those guys on your team.
He's the next football player. He went to Notre Dame. He's a tough kid. He sits in front of that net, and he battles, and he gets a lot of greasy goals. But I like Lee. I have no problem with
Who's their
him.
goalie? It's Sorokin, obviously, and they still have Varlamov.
Sorokin, they signed no Varlamov.